This is BBC Bite Size with Chris Smith and with Richard Van Norden. We're from The Naked Scientists. In this podcast, we're going to look at the science of materials. And I guess, Richard, if there's nothing in nature that can do the job we want, then we have to invent something.
Yep, there are lots of materials which have been carefully designed to have better properties than nature can give us. And some of the more interesting ones of these are known as smart materials.
This presumably doesn't mean they're more intelligent, obviously, but what does it mean?
Well, it means more that they'll react to things happening to them. So some scientists are looking at embedding capsules of glue into materials. So if the material cracks, the capsules break open and glue it back together. Another example would be the T-shirts that change colour with temperature. And similar materials have also been used for making thermometers to measure your temperature, or the temperature inside a fridge or a fish tank. But some of the most interesting new materials are ones which have structures on a very small scale.
But don't all materials behave the same no matter how big they are?
Well, it's true that atoms in a material don't know if they're in a large lump or a tiny piece, so their interactions with each other are going to be the same. But if we have really small scales of materials, lots of atoms will be sitting on the surface of the material rather than being buried in the bulk. And this makes them very reactive. In fact, if we make materials on the scale of nanometers, that's billionths of a meter, then we find that so many atoms are grouped together on the surface that we get some very strange effects indeed.
And why is this important?
Well, some properties like acting as a catalyst are related to the surface of a material. So if you make nanomaterials, where the material is in nanoscale pieces, they'll have a huge surface area and they'll be extremely efficient catalysts. But it's not just about how much surface area you've got. Nanoparticle structure means they also interact with light in very interesting ways.
How?
Well, the wavelength of light is roughly about 500 nanometers. So if your material has structures on this sort of scale, you can do interesting things to light. So let's take CDs. The very small pits in compact discs are on this sort of nanoscale. And that's why you get those strange coloured reflections when you hold a CD up. Some forms of sunblock also use nanoparticles of titanium dioxide, and these reflect the damaging ultraviolet rays without reflecting visible light.
Ah, so that's why you can be protected from the sun but not look a funny colour when you're wearing your sun cream. But are these materials new, or is this something that's been around for a while?
Well, it's only recently that scientists have been deliberately designing materials on these nanoscales, but they've been occurring naturally or accidentally for millions of years. Wood is so tough because it has lots of very clever features inside it on the nanoscale. And people have been creating nanomaterials accidentally for thousands of years. For example, the best material for making swords in the Middle Ages was Damascus steel. And this was so good, we now know, because of its structure on the nanoscale. But the modern age of nanotechnology was born when we learned how to actually work with particles that small, how to control them and make them to order.